Illegal alien freed into U.S. accused of beheading legal immigrant in broad daylight. By John Binder on August 4, 2021. An illegal alien in the United States by the Department of Homeland Security released in 2012 now stands accused of beheading a Cuban-American woman in broad daylight in Shakopee, Minnesota. Alexei Sobriet Vilters, a 42-year-old illegal alien from Cuba, was arrested last month and charged with second-degree murder after he allegedly beheaded 55-year-old America Mafalda Thayer, his girlfriend, and dumped her body on the street. In a statement to Breitbart News, Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) spokesperson Sean Neudauer confirmed that Sobriet Vilters is an illegal alien. According to Neudauer, Sobriet Vilters's criminal history includes multiple domestic assault, domestic abuse, and domestic battery convictions in Minnesota and Louisiana, drunk driving, and fleeing of a police officer. Sobriet Vilters has pending criminal charges against him for first-degree arson dwelling, first-degree criminal damage to property, and obstruction to the legal process. ICE agents had previously tried to deport Sobriet Vilters back to his native Cuba nearly a decade ago after a federal immigration judge ordered him deported, but were unable to obtain travel documents for him. Instead, Sobriet Vilters was released from ICE custody on an order of supervision in 2012. After locals called 911, police officers arrived at an intersection where Thayer's headless body was found in the middle of the street. According to eyewitnesses, Sobriet Vilters allegedly was driving by in the car with Thayer when they saw him get out, go to the passenger door, and begin swinging what was later identified as a machete. Eyewitnesses said they saw Sobriet Vilters throw something into a nearby yard before pulling Thayer's headless body out of the vehicle and leaving her on the street. An eyewitness took video of the incident and police said the footage shows Sobriet Vilters beheading Thayer before driving off and leaving her body in the street. When officers later took Sobriet Vilters into their custody, the illegal alien said he had been in a long-term relationship with Thayer. Sobriet Vilters told police that the two were on their way to court when she said she wanted to end their relationship and allegedly admitted to murdering her with a machete because she had gone too far in wanting to break up with him. The machete, covered in blood, allegedly used by Sobriet Vilters to murder Thayer, was later found in a neighbor's yard. Thayer had worked at MyPillow and her friends revealed that she had changed her name to America after she legally immigrated to the U.S. and became a naturalized American citizen. She was always really sweet, Thayer's friend Walker Martinez said. She was so kind-hearted and down-to-earth. She was a loving person. A vigil was held in Thayer's memory on July 29. Sobriet Vilters is facing up to 40 years in prison. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.